Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed, one of the directors of the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to our Lifeway Kids podcast. We love being able to talk to experts in the area of kids ministry, both those on our team and those around the country. In 2014, we had some amazing guests at our kids ministry conference, and we wanted to share their wisdom with you in the hopes that it might help you better reach kids and families for Christ. So here's an excerpt from one of our video casts done on the floor of the conference center in 2014.
Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed. I'm in Nashville at the Kids Ministry Conference here at Lifeway, and I'm with a good friend of Lifeway's, Mark Jones. And Mark is kind of a unique bird because he's got the creative side, and you either fake it or you're administratively gifted. Like, you do administrate things well. You're well organized. And he also likes to go beyond his own ministry and his church to kids and invest in leaders from other churches, probably as passionate about that, which in kids ministry is not that prevalent. You don't see that often where kids ministry leaders also have a strong leadership side to them where they like to invest in others. So I wanted to talk to you about that and probably an area that's your sweet spot. And really, you deal with this not only in your church, but you help other leaders walk through this and what it means. What are some key principles to building a strong team in your church, which in many churches, because of silos, is lacking? So what are some key principles that you use and that you teach on as far as building up teams?
Actually, I think everyone has to realize, are you a detailed person or are you a visionary person? Because I really am a visionary person. I'm a dreamer. I really want to see great things accomplished. I have ideas of where we could go. I have no idea how we're going to get there, but I really do have a push to want to go forward. But the thing is, I have to surround myself with detailed people. So if you're a detailed person, you probably need to surround yourself with visionary type of people, people who can dream it. And I think one of the things that my staff have helped me with the most is they got me a couple of chalkboards to hang in my office, and they have fondly put on there the parking lot. Because I just have so many ideas that I'm actually covering them up with, you know, where do we start? What do we do? And so in most situations, people are either wow or how, and that's another way of saying visionary oriented or detail oriented. And I am wow, and my team is how. And so they push back, and I have to say, push back.
No more space on the blackboard. There's no more space for ideas until something comes off.
Yeah, but some of that kind of morphs together. You know, if you can just capture it, it'll morph together. It'll work really well. I think you have to really recognize that there, and I think it comes from the hope that's within you, that you are seeing great things accomplished. You don't really know, but you watch and see how God's working and pay attention. Because he's working all around us, and so as we move forward a little bit at a time, he unfolds more things. You meet people, you see of another resource that will help you move the ball a little farther. And I don't know about you, but for me, Jeffrey, it's a matter of seeing the meter move, seeing the ball move down the field. I got to just see that we're progressing, that we're making a difference. I know that my investment with the kids on Wednesday nights, on Sunday mornings, when I'm teaching in the classes, I see the ball move in their life. We're working on the things that we're learning right now with Bible Studies for Life, with the life of Moses, and I'm seeing them be able to give me back that information. Same with the Bible skills. I can see the discipleship happening because they come back with that information. Now, the best part is whenever I bring workers in with me that are capturing that as well. So I want to lead the charge. I want to be the example and inspire them and really encourage them to do that type of thing. So as far as leadership, being visionary, I think I also have to be a practitioner. I have to do it. And honestly, it's one of my favorite places to be, is to see kids.
You know, there are several groups that children's pastors minister to. There's the kids, which is usually what we're compelled because of our love to see kids come to Christ. There's your volunteers, there's your other staff folks, and there's your parents. How would you prioritize those? Like, what is the key group in those where you need to spend most of your time and energy?
It's almost the question of which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know, kind of, where do I invest my time? I think you've got to strike a balance. you have to build relationships in all of those areas. So you have to find yourself being able to be involved with parents. I've been teaching the parents of preschoolers Sunday school class, and I've carved out time each week that I actually get to teach the Bible to adults, which is great. I love that interaction, you know, and not just, they can wipe their own nose. It's really great. And the other is, when do I have my monthly workers meetings that I'm able to invest in them and then walk around? I think one of the greatest things to appreciate workers is to affirm them. What have you done well? I noticed. Good job. This is incredible. You're making a difference. When those words are spoken from you, the leader, you're shaping the longevity of people staying in there. And of course, then I've already said something about being with the kids in the classes. Those relationships are key. You have to just keep loving and all. I think the thing to remember is we're not just children's ministers to children, but we minister to everyone. And that means the senior adults. It means the deacon's meeting. I have people who really want to hear what's going on. They don't even pass by the kids' ministry. You know, they don't. So when they hear what's happening or they see it on a video that we're making, they feel like they're connected. So you have to keep that connection out there with the church.
What are some weaknesses or things that hinder in kids ministry leaders from doing that?
I think people have fears. They don't want to be on a camera. They don't want to be on the stage. But really, you're the voice of, you're the face of your kids ministry. And the other side of that would be people who have so much drama about, I don't have enough workers, we never get what we need, no one cares about us. And all that drama, actually, if people are doing that, they need to stop, because they give children's ministers a terrible rap. We all have to deal with that. So lose the drama, you're repelling people.
But for those of you that didn't hit stop right then on the video and turn the computer off, I would just like to say, God bless you. Let's continue with that thought.
We don't need to have the drama. We really want people to stand up and say, with positive influence, here's what's happening. Here's the great stuff that's going on. And then you'll find people you don't even know stopping in the parking lot saying, you're doing a great job. And you're thinking, well, thank you. You don't even know where the kids' ministry meets at, but it doesn't matter. You have their complete support because you've promoted or made public positively what's happening.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Jeffrey Reed with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Take care.